What if you had just 1 week to say goodbye to everything you've ever known? What would you do and how would you cope? As an adult, that's a pretty big question. Imagine what it would be like for a child. For many, children's cancer is part of their lives. Not a welcome part, but many will lose someone to it. Lorraine Marwood is an award-winning children's author, and her new book is called Leave Taking. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi there.
This book you've written, it's about grief because of cancer. You have your own personal cancer story. Is that why you wrote it?
Yes, in part. And it was the book I had to write, so there's always a few elements coming together. But certainly it was part of my recovery after a year of cancer treatment to write this book.
What was the benefit of letting it out for you?
I think you don't know what a cancer journey is like until you've actually experienced it yourself. And also it's a grief as well, because you lose a lot of things that you took for granted, your career, time, your energy. And for me, as a children's author, I wanted to put this into a book, and I already had the bones of an idea happening, and it all just came together and took off. Leave Taking is the result.
So Leave Taking is the book's name. Can you tell us about how you came up with the story?
Okay. We were once dairy farmers, so we had a leave taking of our own from our own farm. I have a very, very big family. And some of the things that Toby, my main character in the book, does, some of my children did those actions too as they left the farm. So Toby's grief journey is encompassed around farm life, and it's probably something not a lot of children experience, and it's a setting I know so well, and it all just fitted to put this story on a farm.
What does that phrase, leave taking, mean?
It means, and I know there's a wonderful definition on my book, but for me as a poet, I like to do things a bit different, because this is a prose poetry book. So leave taking is leaving behind all those wonderful things you knew, and also taking with you a bit of hope into the next chapter of your life, because I greatly believe in hope in children's books, in anyone's books. So although it's about grief and leaving, there's also hope.
And in the book, there's a map and saying the concept of saying goodbye to things. Where did that whole idea come from?
I think maps are a wonderful childhood invention in a way, and Toby makes his own map of his farm so that he can look at all those different things on the farm and virtually ticks them off as he says goodbye to each place around the farm.
So is that the concept of the book, to get kids comfortable with grief by letting go of things on the farm? And
I think so. I think it's sort of a couple of layers there that, you know, often the grief might not be the goodbye to someone, but it might be the goodbye to a childhood place that you love dearly, and because of circumstances you need to move. So that's probably, yeah, grief saying goodbye to your childhood home, and grief goodbye saying to a family member. So, yeah, the two sort of came together beautifully. I had this idea about Toby a few years ago, but having gone through cancer myself, it all came together, and the story I had to write.
You're listening to ABC Radio. I'm here with Lorraine Marwood, who has written a book called Leave Taking, about grief and helping children to let go. What age group would you recommend this book to?
Well, Toby is probably about 10 years old. I have to pin him down a bit there. So probably from 8 onwards, it would be a great book to share reading together with a child too. It's an in chapter formation. So, yeah, a chapter each night would be great.
Are there some themes in there that are more suitable for older children?
Yeah, I think you could probably, older children would certainly get a lot out of it too, because actually some of the things that are said to Toby were said to me as I went through my cancer journey, because often we don't know what to say when there's a serious illness or you know, it's almost like you have no words to say. You don't know what to say. So hopefully some of the things said to Toby in his responses may help someone going through that same grieving process.
What are some of the things that you heard as part of that were unhelpful?
I'm not sure if you know that you lose your hair when you suffer from, have chemotherapy for breast cancer. Well, you know, you wear hats or you do look different, and even just someone remarking on your hat is enough to, to make you take a couple of steps back because you know you're marked as a cancer victim. So perhaps something you just want to be normal.
What's your hope for someone who reads this book, you know, because they are dealing with a loss because of cancer?
I hope that they will be able to work out their own journey through this book to take heart and to take hope and to move on, because there is probably no easy way to get through grief. But hopefully Toby's story will help someone through that, because there's lots of little stories within it, that he interacts on the farm with his animals and his grandparents and also his uncle. So there are some wonderful parts.
Do you have a favourite part of the book that you'd like to share with us? Maybe you'd like to read?
I could probably actually read the first part. That'll be a difficult thing to do, but I can begin and perhaps just read the first page for
yes.
you, if you like.
Yeah.
And the title of the first chapter is By the Track. I shiver in my sleeping bag. There's dew on the grass and the faint silver of dawn, but dark shadows hide the everyday world outside my tent. There's the first magpie call. Then Dad slams the back door. The motorbike revs. It's cow milking time and the sun is not even awake. Dad yells out, "Morning, Toby," as he passes by, and I smell exhaust fumes, sharp, strong. It's every morning, every evening, milking our herd, 150 cows trekking from paddock to milking shed, then back out to a new, fresh, juicy paddock for the day. I unzip the tent, peer outside. I am camping on the grass near the farm track, on our farm, once Pa's farm, and his father's before that.
That was an excerpt from the book Leave Taking by Lorraine Marwood, who has written a book that is hopefully going to help children deal with grief a little better. Lorraine, where can people get it?
Hopefully from any good bookshop. It's available now, so it's just released on the 2nd of July. So, yes, certainly online and at any great bookshop.
Great. Lorraine Marwood, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Gold Coast, we are coming up to your drive show with Kathy Border. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, Ashwin. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. I've heard about shark nets. Is there something that's going on down there on the Gold Coast at the moment?
Well, of course, we had that amazing rescue of that juvenile male humpback off Burley Beach yesterday. Just glorious scenes that it was rescued and freed from those shark nets. But as happens every time, Ashwin, it raises the question of should we have shark nets off the coast or not? And after three, I shall be chatting with the head of our shark control program in Queensland. Some really interesting thoughts he's got there as to what we should be doing. He's keeping a bit of an eager eye on what they're doing in New South Wales and northern New South Wales, Ballina and areas like that with their shark nets. But we shall hear more from him, the Savi. Are you a bit of a keen swimmer yourself, Ashwin?
No, because I don't want to get eaten by a shark. I have the same fear. I stay right out of the water. So what about yourself?
I love swimming. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, anything else quickly before we go to the news?
Well, the shark theme continues because we've got a couple of experts from Griffith Uni who are heading down to Splendour, and they're going to spread the shark message down there as well, Ashwin.
Excellent. Kathy Border on Drive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.